and gather around to lay hands.
Father, we're here reporting as ordered, reporting as requested, and we bring Dan before you. He's been on our hearts and our minds and soul for several months and for many often moments this last week. We've asked him about his preparedness. We've asked him about what his ideas are. We've asked him about his fidelity to you and especially to your word. And now we lay hands on him because you've taught us to do so. And we thank you for him. We thank you for him in the sense that he will be part of the following generation. Some of us recognize that there's a place that we have run our course. We've done our time. We're ready to report to other service. But now let us consider that we have a young man, and we hope that many more follow, that will listen to your message, become believers. They will also be those who are already believers, and they will recognize that there is a call that you can give, and only you can do that. And everything that has brought to this place of culmination is wrought by you. It's your purpose to lead us. It's your purpose to prepare us. It's your purpose to cause us to be successful through your ministry and the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't do this on our own. We wouldn't. We would have rebelled against it. But we learned better. We learned that this is the reason for our lives. And Dan has learned that. And we've learned through the years how to recognize it. Not that we're smarter, but that you've given us a confidence that others will follow. Others will come to serve. We thank you for his wife, Stephanie. We realize that this is a task that she takes on, maybe with some concern. Can she do it? Yes, she can. Can Dan succeed? Yes, he can. And we ask that that happen, not because to glorify him, but to glorify the person of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this church. Thank you for this pastor. Thank you for this noble people that are the members of this church, and then thank you for this band of brothers that stand here with me now. We thank you in Christ's name, and we pray your blessing on Dan as he enters into this further service, prepared and ready to do that which will be the ongoing thing as necessary until you come for us. We thank you in the spirit of love, in the spirit of hope, and in the spirit of thanksgiving that this has happened to us and for us, and that we have had the opportunity to be here. Bless this audience tonight, that they have witnessed a process. They have witnessed the finishing up of some of that process, and help them to appreciate a minister, especially a new minister, and help them to appreciate the ministry of the gospel. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.